When I was a student here in the 80s and I was a Spanish major and I was putting myself through school, I could no sooner have studied abroad than flown to the moon. I would have loved an opportunity like this to be immersed in the language. And we have a couple of students who have said the same thing to me, that this might be my only chance to be immersed in Spanish at this point. And that, to me, is what it's all about.
My name is Mark Del Mastro, and I'm the chair of the Department of Hispanic Studies here at the College of Charleston, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode of HispaCast, which is the official podcast series of the Department of Hispanic Studies. Today's episode features Devin Hanahan, who is a senior instructor of Hispanic Studies, and she is also the coordinator of our Basic Spanish Language Program. Among her many hats, she's also faculty marshal at the College of Charleston, and this past year, she won the Distinguished Faculty Award for Service, college-wide. Devin, welcome to HispaCast.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Devin, if you would, tell us a little bit about the Casa Hispana, your specific role, and the residence history, when it started, where it is located, the first residence, its original purpose, etc.
Well, the Casa Hispana is something that I wish had been here when I was a student at the college in the 80s. It serves a tremendous purpose. It essentially allows students to, quote unquote, study abroad while living on campus. It is a house in which the residents speak only the target language, in this case Spanish. They sign a contract saying that they'll do so, and the house is owned by the College of Charleston. It's owned by Residence Life. But back in 2002, Joe Wires and Sylvia Rodriguez Sabater, both of whom are still in our department, spearheaded an effort to get that house and to create the Casa Hispanica, which is what it was called back then. They filled the house. Sue Turner, who used to be the basic language coordinator, was the first advisor to the Casa Hispana. And in 2003, it started with a full contingent of female students. It's located at 8 Bull in a historic home. It has 5 bedrooms, 2 baths, a full kitchen, laundry, back patio, front porch, living room. It's a beautiful house. I just did a walkthrough of it recently to make sure that it's being kept up to date and bits of paint and repairs here and there. So the Casa Hispana, as it became known in 2005, was very popular. Its original purpose was to give students a chance to be immersed in the target language, but also to be sort of a cultural home for the department, so that the department could host poetry nights or movie nights or cooking nights or so on in the casa.
Who is eligible to live in the Casa Hispana?
Any student who has completed Spanish 202 or who has a language proficiency equivalent to a student who has completed 202. We tend to choose upperclassmen over incoming freshmen, but we have had some freshmen, incoming freshmen in the past. And by the way, for the past 8 years, we have had male and female students. The Casa is beautiful, and it's conveniently located. It's a block from the center of campus. It's at 8 Bull. It has off-street parking. It's right next to the library. It's got a big, beautiful porch. You're living in a gorgeous, historic home for the price of living in a dorm. The Hispana part is the part that really makes it special, because you're living with other students who, like you, care about learning the Spanish language, learning about Spanish culture. These kids form a really special bond over their shared interest in Hispanic culture and language.
What are some of the special activities that the residents of the Casa Hispana can enjoy?
Really, the first event is not really an event. It is the effort to brand ourselves and to make ourselves more visible and a place that students really want to be. So that's really the first sort of event. But after move-in day, the RA, the resident assistant who lives there, her name is Ashley Clements, and she's a senior majoring in Spanish. She and I are getting our calendars together to plan professor guest chef nights. We're going to have at least one movie night. We're going to have at least one game night. And then we're going to sort of have a powwow to decide what other events the students find appropriate and exciting.
Those faculty members who might be listening to this podcast, what could you tell them about how they might get better involved with the Casa Hispana and its activities, regardless of their discipline or whether or not they're members of the Department of Hispanic Studies?
That is amazing that you asked that, because one of the projects I'm doing this summer is I am gathering a list of faculty who in the past have expressed interest or who come from Hispanic backgrounds, and I plan to create a Casa Hispana faculty listserv so that anything we do that gets blasted not just to our department but to those faculty members as well. I would love, for example, to have a biology professor who's from San Sebastian, as in Gorka Sancho, come and talk to us about life in the Basque Country. So this is definitely not something confined to the Department of Hispanic Studies. This is a jewel meant to be shared by the whole campus.
In your view, how does the Casa Hispana complement the academic experience of its residents?
Dr. Perez Nunez and I are co-teaching a globally connected class on culture and geography of Spain, along with the Spanish 202 language element. And we have already discussed using the Casa Hispana as rather a clubhouse, not in an invasive way, but as a way to sort of make the connection with these incoming freshmen, because this is an all freshman FYE class as well, to have them experience that excitement about the language and the culture, to have the residents be rather mentors to these students. The percentage of colleges and universities across the country that have a language house is smaller than you might think. And I want ours to become a sort of a model. I want other schools looking at us and saying, just like they do with our Sigma Delta Pi chapter, I want them to come in and say, wow, how did you do this? How did you get so much interest? And I want us to be recognized on campus. And I'm very appreciative for the steps my department has taken in helping me with that.
ISPACAST is produced by Dr. Michael Overhold of the Teaching and Learning Team and directed by Dr. Mark Del Mastro, Professor and Chair of the Hispanic Studies Program here at the College of Charleston.